Hey, welcome Friday, and tonight we're going to do a chat at the BSPs and More page on Facebook. I just decided it last night. I know it's short notice, but we hope that the word can get out. If you want to talk, if you want to discuss something, if there's something bothering you, if you've got some sort of psychotherapy that we need to run through with you, check us out tonight at the BSPs and More page on Facebook. Now, on today's show, Bobby Dooley is hired to voice an interactive phone system for a friend. Her idea, "I'm sorry I did not understand your response, dickhead." That's what she has.
That's her idea of good customer service.
Yeah, I guess so. Also, Dr. Elcott is back in the tub, and he's not happy about it. Let's listen, folks. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, Bobby and Dr. Elcott. Phil Henry and Bobby Dooley joining us here. You're at the... This is the Springtacular. This is the second weekend, right, Bobby?
This will be the second weekend of our... Steve, can you swing that door shut? Just
in the shed here.
I know we're in the shed. We're in one of the sheds, Phil, near... we've got some Hot Pockets. Is this the Hot Pocket stand?
Yeah, the Hot Pockets have the Greek food, too.
All right, Bobby, you're dropping the phone?
Steve's got the phone. Yeah, we're next to the Hot Pocket stand, and there's some Greek food. This is our second week here of the Springtacular, and then, of course, we turn right around and we do Summertacular, so it's never a dull moment here, Phil, at Western Estates.
Bobby, I understand that you are now the interactive voice. Is it for Belbon or Bulba? What is it?
It's the company, Phil. Did you tell him, Steve?
Yeah, I told him Bulba.
It's Belbon, and it's Belbon Technologies, and they're located in Canoga Park. We know Griff and Claudia Belbon. This is his company. And what is it, Steve?
It's Technology Answers for your company. Technology Answers of the 21st Century.
Yes. Anyway, what happened was Claudia had heard me on your show, Phil, and she said, you know, we need an interactive voice. We need what they have these days, Phil, I'm not aware if you're, I don't know if you're aware of it or if you know about it. Interactive voice response.
I used to do that as a young woman when I first got to Los Angeles while I was going out on auditions.
Right. Well, this is, if you wouldn't mind, I understand, Margaret, and I thank you very much for that. This is sort of my time.
Well, Margaret, you know, she can give you an idea, Bobby, what we're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about.
Well, it's okay, Bobby. We're just lending our experience.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, if you got to take a towel of ice to your rear end, if you've got to pack some ice into a towel and sit on it,
what are you referring to?
She's talking about how you got in.
I'm just saying, I was just saying that I had answered phones.
This is different, Margaret.
I understand.
Yeah, this is interactive voice response.
All right, so it's the automated voice that they're hiring you to be?
Yeah, and I don't know, Phil, I know that I think Susan Bennett follows you on Twitter. Susan Bennett was the original voice of Siri. Did you know about that?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well...
my wife, she's going to do... kind of a Siri, but you mean Belbon Technology.
Steve dropped the phone. Claudia and Griff Belbon said, can you record some segments for the system? And I said, you know, it's not really anything that I do. And they said, well, we've heard you on the Phil Henry Show, and we think you have a voice that would work well with our, what they call the IVR.
It's called IVR, Mr. Henry, on account of...
No, it's interactive.
I know, interactive voice system.
Right, so, Bobby, this is General Shaw. How are you, by the way?
I'm good, General. Thank you.
So you're recording. What are you recording?
Well, there's a number of different slugs that, as you call them, Phil, slugs.
That's what I call them. I mean, I suppose just, yeah, different little announcements.
Right, but I wanted to use the...
Mr. Henry knows the technical terms.
I don't know the technical terms for doing voice, for doing telephone voices.
Well, the point is that there are different... phrases, for instance, please enter, and this is the script that I got from Claudia.
When are you going to record this?
We're going to go in on Wednesday, right, Steve?
Go on Wednesday, but I told him, because I'm kind of representing Bobby, this, I said, you know, just hold your horses. What kind of money are we talking?
You're not going to start playing hardball with these people, are you?
We're not going to, what do you mean hardball? That's one of those, I like that. Is that a Hollywood term?
No, it's not a Hollywood term. It's used in business. Are you going to... Okay, so you're holding out for more money?
No, we're not. But Steve has been in touch with Griff. Griff Belbon. Okay? You know Griff Belbon?
We know. That's the man that owns the company.
Yes. And what did he say, Steve?
Griff says, He said he'd give Bobby $500. I said, are you $500? Bobby Dooley is well known across America, been on Phil Henry's show and everything like that. 500. He said then he said 500. He said 600, then he went back to 500.
Well, that's some fantastic negotiating.
Well, he got angry with Steve because Steve leaned across the desk. He had the buttons open on his shirt. You could see Steve's got a nice large chest, and I think Griff got intimidated.
Yeah, he got intimidated. So we had it up to 600, and then he said it'll be 500.
So basically he's paying you what he initially offered you.
I guess. It's not about the money, Phil. Okay?
No, I would think it isn't about the money. It's some good experience, though, right?
No, it's not even about the experience. I'm doing the man a favor, okay?
Yeah, we're basically doing a homeboy. Yeah, we're doing him a solid.
We're doing him a solid. Okay, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing the solid.
You're doing him a solid. I'm sorry, but my generation, that would be... You're taking a dump.
Oh, for God's sake, General.
General, what the hell?
You know what? I ought to hang this phone up right now. I'm taking a dump. I ought to hang this phone up.
All right, Bobby, just hold on. Well, Bobby, you said you're doing him a solid.
What do you think of... Oh, my God.
You think my wife's getting up on his desk and taking a crap? Is that what you think?
Mr. Dooley, no one is saying anything like that. Doing him a solid is just a phrase that is used today, Bobby. There's nothing, no harm, no foul, okay?
Well, I'd like it to, if you wouldn't mind, General. Give me a heads up before you say that.
What do you want me to say? Bobby, by the way, are you going to do the man, and this could be a very offensive phrase because you're not aware of it, are you going to do the man a solid? And no, we don't mean you're going to get on his desk and take... And no, we don't mean you're going to climb up on his desk and take a crap.
Listen, you can hear the laughter. You can hear the laughter.
Well, Bobby, can you blame the man? We're trying to get to the bottom line here on this. This sounds like a very interesting job.
It is. And already you've got me hiking one leg up and then another, getting up on a man's desk, squatting,
and taking a shit. And
Yeah, I'll get her. Yeah. Get her under control.
Look, Phil, I didn't mean, you know, I used a phrase, I understand.
Bobby, yeah, you can't say that. You got all pissed off and you went butch. Mr. Henry doesn't like it. No, he does not. No, he does not. Did you have toilet paper? Give me the phone, for Christ's sake. Bobby, please.
I'm sorry, Phil. I got angry. It's been a very long day. Seth had his girlfriend over, Rhonda Hudula, and I caught the kids. They were breaking into Steve's...
The kids were trying to get into the vodka.
They were breaking into the vodka cabinet.
Holy Christ. Got to lock that stuff up.
That's what I tell him. So we had to call Rhonda's parents. It was a big thing.
All right, getting back to Bulbon Technologies, you're going to be recording interactive voice response.
Yes. So, Steve, where's the script? So here is the script we're going to be working from on Wednesday. We're going to go in on Wednesday. Our call time, okay? It's 9 a.m. You know about that, Phil? Call time?
I know about call time. Ms. Dooley, can we just get past the Hollywood stuff?
All right, fine.
Mr. Henry, she got a call time and everything.
Good for her. She has a call. So what is some of the lines? What are some of the phrases?
Well, here's one. Please enter your account number followed by the pound sign. If you do not... Wait, hold on. Please enter your account number followed by the pound sign. If you do not know your account number, please enter your Social Security number followed by the pound sign. If you do not know your Social Security number, Steve made a joke.
Yeah, then
bugger off. Which I'm not really going to say that.
Okay, but if you don't know the...
Yeah, if you don't know your... Please stay on the line and an operator will be with you short. I messed that up.
Yeah, Bobby, what you... Boo, 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 boo.
I know, Steve. It goes like this. Please enter your account number followed by the pound sign. If you do not know your account number, please...
Please enter your phone number.
Please enter your phone number, followed by the pound sign. If you don't know your phone number, please stay on the line, and one of our customer service representatives will be with you shortly. And then 2, 3, 4. All of our customer service representatives are still busy, as we are having a higher than expected caller volume, which is always, you know, it's total bull you know what, you know?
Yeah, it's total bull stuff.
It's total bull stuff. They never have that. They never have not that much business and everything.
Well, that's not your job to figure that out, is it?
No, it's not. So then I also say, please enter your account number followed by the pound sign. And then I have these slugs to record. I'm sorry, I did not understand your response. Let's try this a different way. And those responses are intended for people who are, I don't know if they're retarded or something.
Yeah, they don't know how to...
they you know, you'll say, please enter, you know, please enter your account number, followed by the pound sign.
Sometimes, Bobby, sometimes those systems are so sensitive that even if the system picks up a slight noise, then it's going to trigger that response.
Say that again.
But what the general's saying, and it's happened to me many times, I'll be, you know, listening for the whatever the automated voice response system, and maybe I'll pick something up, drop something, whatever, and the sound interrupts the process. So the voice may say, enter your account number, and if I cough, it'll say, I'm sorry, we didn't understand your response.
Yeah, why did you cough? This is the whole thing, Mr. Henry.
Bobby, those systems, everybody knows, a lot of them are far too sensitive.
Whoa. Here's who's too sensitive. These people who don't know how to enter an automated, don't know how to put in an automated account number, or not an automated...
Put in their account number.
Put in their account. Please enter your account number. I'm sorry, I didn't understand your response. Let's try this a different way. And,
Bobby wanted to say, and I talked to Griff Bulbon about it, where you just got to lay into people, you know.
I wanted to say, I'm sorry, I didn't understand your response for the fifth time. Please, let's try this a different way, since you seem to be a little bit helpless, and you don't seem to know, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
So you want to be rude.
How is that rude?
Bobby, that is absolutely rude to people. Some people find phone systems very daunting and difficult to use.
My God, who does? I don't know anybody that does.
Are you kidding me? All you gotta do is Butch Button.
Butch Button?
Butch Button was a guy he played football with.
I meant to say Push Button. Push Button.
Butch Button was a guy.
you knew a guy named Butch Button?
Yeah.
Don't go there, because it's a very uncomfortable thing for Steve.
What's uncomfortable about it?
I said not to go there.
What's going on with him?
Butch Button is a guy that Steve...
Bobby, please don't. Please don't.
All right, I won't say it.
All right, let's get... That sounds really scary, whatever that is.
So,
Getting back to the, you know, automated...
Yeah, so please enter your automated... Please enter your account number followed by the pound sign. If you don't know your pound sign, then, you know, whatever. But the one that I really have focused in on is, I'm sorry, I didn't understand your response. Could you please speak up? Or, I'm sorry, I didn't understand your response. Why don't we try this another way? Okay? Let's try this another way, because you don't seem to be able to find it with both hands.
Buddy,
sick of it.
What happened?
She gets kind of pissed off because...
I can't believe that people are morons, you know.
Well, Bobby wanted to, we talked to Griff Bulbon and talked to Claudia Bulbon about an hour ago and said, why don't we let Bobby just kind of riff? You know, Mr. Henry, like you know riff?
Riff? When you're talking about an interactive voice response message?
Yeah, I mean, you just let her...
I was thinking, like I said, all of our operators are busy. Please call back at a more convenient time. Or all of our operators are busy. They can't take your call. Boo-hoo. You know, add a little bit of humor.
No, it ain't going to work. Because people...
Why not?
Because people, when they get on the phone and they want to get business done, and they want a lot of screwing around. And I get... It's all I can do not to lose my temper. Because I realize the people that are answering those phones, the people that are working at those call centers, are making crap money. And they're taking no end of garbage from people. So I try to, you know, maintain my cool. But I'll tell you, it's you know...
The other one is, if we get disconnected, please enter a phone number where we can call you back if you get disconnected. You know, and then I thought it would be funny to...
We're going to just do a fake click sound. Click. You know, we're only kidding.
I'm only kidding.
So, you want to make it funny.
So, you want to entertain people as they're on hold. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, but it confuses people.
Yeah, I was on hold one time, and they go, yeah, all of our operators are busy. And we'll get back. Please enter your number if you want to get a call back.
That's the other thing. You can get a call back.
Yeah, so I entered my number. They go, if you'd like us to call you back, please enter your number. And I entered it, and they called me back.
Yeah, is that what they're supposed to do?
Yeah, but I mean, I thought they were lying. I didn't. As soon as they called, I was like, wow, you did call back. And they were like, yeah.
All right, so they do call back.
Well, yes. But here's the thing. In the script, let me see the script.
Right here. See it right here.
All right, Steve, move your finger, Steve. I can't see it. All of our operators are busy. If you'd like a callback, please enter your number and hit the pound sign. We'll call you back as soon as our operators is free.
As soon as our operators are free.
What did I say?
Is free.
As soon as our operators is free. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Cross that out. Put R. Not the letter. You are a moron.
Oh, A-R-E.
Yes. Oh, my God.
All right. Bobby, the very best of luck. When do you start this gig?
Well, we're starting it on Wednesday. And we go in for a 9 a.m. call.
Yes, we know.
Okay. Jealous?
No, not at all.
Anyway.
Yeah, so good luck, Ms. Dooley, with that. And do you want to come on and talk about how it went?
Maybe. I don't know. But it's a favor we're doing for Griff. Griff Bulbon, who's been just a gem of a guy, one of our top homeowners, along with his wife, Claudia. And here's the script here. Due to a larger-than-average caller volume, it may take some time to answer your call. Your call will be answered in 1 minute. See, I like to do that.
Yeah, Bobby's going to do it. The whole, your call will be answered.
Yeah, your call will be I was thinking of having Steve do it. What's this? Your call will be answered in
7 minutes.
What do you think of that, Phil?
I don't think they'd like it, but I guess you can try it.
Well, can you come in with me?
No, I got to do Mrs. Hodge sod, and I got to do the gardenias around the bedroom window.
Yeah, I'll bet you got to do gardenias. Oh, man. Oh, around the bedroom window? You going to bring the apple crate with you and just kind of strain for a peek?
Oh, my God, Bobby. I told you I don't...
All right. Thank you very much, Bobby.
Yeah, the best of luck, Ms. Dooley.
Well, what does that mean, the best of luck?
I mean, you know, that whole, hey, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't understand your response. Let's try this a different way, dick brain.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you were intimating. Yeah, that's what you said you want to do.
I'm going to see if they'll let me do that.
I don't think so, honey.
Well, let's see.
Wait a minute. You're going to ask this guy, what's his name?
Griff Bulbon. You never heard of him?
No, I've never heard of Griff Bulbon. Sorry.
Well, he manufactures communications equipment.
I've never heard of the man, but if you're going to say, we're sorry, we didn't understand your response, let's try this a different way, dick brain. I don't know, Bobby.
I think it's refreshing.
It's refreshing, Mr. Henry. It's very refreshing. It's a refreshment.
Yeah, it's very refreshing, like a nice cold drink on a summer day.
Yes, I think it is. I'm sorry, I did not understand your response. Could you re-enter your... I'm sorry, I didn't understand your response. Numbnuts. That's a little harsh, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little harsh.
Bobby, just play it down the middle.
What does that mean?
What does that mean, Miss Henry?
Play it down the middle. Do what they ask you to do. Do what's on the paper, and don't start...
Well, you ad-lib.
I ad-lib when they let me ad-lib. I don't... Anyway, Bobby and Steve, thank you.
We pissed you off, didn't we? Every time we're on your rotten show.
Every time we come on your rotten show.
Bobby and Steve Dooley. Why would you have them back on after what they just said? Because they don't mean it. Because they're pissed off.
Yeah, we're talking about Griff Bulbon. I know his company just started. They manufacture like communication equipment, computers, things like that.
Where are they located?
At Canoga Park.
And so they're going to do, she's doing the interactive voice response messages. I don't think she understands what, you know.
Well, she doesn't understand that you're supposed to play it, like you said, right down the middle. You can't, hey, dick brain, that kind of thing.
Although I understand what she's saying. A lot of those messages are very maddening.
I get caught in that stuff all the time. I call a company up or whoever the hell it is I'm talking to. 89 times out of 10, we're sorry, all of our operators are busy, and you know that's horse dung.
Yeah, how could it possibly be, man?
The other thing is they say that a higher than normal caller volume. Well, what's normal? I mean, every time you call them, they got a higher than normal caller volume.
They don't have enough people. They're not paying. I don't care what people think. This is the absolute truth. They're not paying. They don't have enough people. The people they have, they don't treat well. The customers or the people they work for don't treat them well. And the cats that own these companies make nothing but money. One of these days, sooner or later, people are going to get it and understand it and respond to it. But right now, everybody is just like a bunch of sheep, you know, bagging our own groceries, waiting on hold because, quote, it's a higher than... What are you looking at?
I don't think this is healthy. Yeah, Phil, just move on, okay?
That's too political, Mr. Henry.
Oh, I see, you know.
It is, Phil. Just move on. Yeah, we got Elcott on the line.
Yeah, okay. Dr. Ed Elcott, who feels that he did not get a fair hearing on the show yesterday because of the Larry and Gloria Grover contretemps, although he did come on initially to talk with her.
He came on initially to talk with Gloria Grover concerning what they call their blending, which is the entree blending, the engagement party. But unfortunately, it went sideways when Larry
began to... Larry was interjecting about wearing the skin-tight pants.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, see that to Elcott.
Look at man, whatever they do in Elcott is their thing. Larry's not a member of Elcott. He didn't want to wear the skin-tight pants.
Well, Elcott felt that Larry could have kept it to himself. He's wearing the panorama, he'll be in the panoply, and he'll have the full pant on.
Yes, the full pant. Are you guys now in this cult? Oh my God, what does that mean?
What do you mean the full pant? That's what it's called in Elcott, Mr. Henry. No, we're not in Elcott, but you have to have the respect that he deserves. And on this weekend, when Elcott is engaged, he'll have the full pant.
A single pant. Once you get engaged, you... The single pant. Once you get engaged, you get both pants.
That's exactly the kind of response that Elcott has been calling us all morning, saying he doesn't want to hear.
Dr. Elcott is a wonderful man. He'll hear whatever response he gets. Okay? Nobody tells me what to do.
Got a break.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. And even though I'm treated sometimes as if I'm something you wipe the inside of a pail out with, I do enjoy being on the world famous Phil Henry Show. I also enjoy the very humorous podcast that Phil does with Bud Dickman and Margaret and the General and all of the cast of characters that are ever so funny and lift my spirits and make me laugh.
But sometimes you feel like you wipe out a pail.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, a backstage pass, gets you 55,000-plus hours of the greatest radio and digital content the world has ever known.
Get a backstage pass today at philhenryshow.com. 55,000-plus hours of digital and radio content, the video casts, the podcasts, the home movies, radio and TV interviews, television pilots, and we're adding to it each and every day. It's a potpourri. It's an explosion. It's a festival. It is a joyous and wondrous epiphany of Phil's talent.
Yeah.
Go.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com.
The greatest value online... Other than porn, I'm Dr. Ed Elcott.
Welcome back, world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Thank you to Bobby and Steve Dooley. We have Dr. Ed Elcott on the program. We promised that we would open the phone line up here for Dr. Elcott. Dr. Elcott, I'm sorry to hear that you were not satisfied with your appearance on the program. Now, you're still taking a bath?
Yes, Phil, I am still taking the bath. I wanted to... If you don't mind, close that door. Yes, I am. Did Mr. Dickman or Margaret fill you in on some of the things?
They told me that you felt that you'd been preempted a little bit by Larry.
What happened on your program, Phil, toward the end of the interview yesterday, and I was taking a tub yesterday, and I thought that through the course of the interview, in taking my tub, take that and put that over there, in taking the tub, I would have time to... imbue and immerse and cleanse and fortify and moisten, and at the same time deal with the wonderful announcement of Gloria and my blending and the pre-blend. Unfortunately, Larry beginning to subvert it, he was not akin to the pant or the panoply or the panorama.
Doctor, excuse me, Dr. Elcott.
General, let me finish this, please, because this is very much on my mind.
All right.
Now, Larry Grover was not akin to, nor was he in support of, the pant, the dual pants, the pantalon, the pantopoly, and the panorama.
Dr. Elcott, you got to explain, because we're getting lost in all this stuff. What is your main complaint?
My main complaint is that I was not able to explain the wonderful, virtuous, and spiritual nature of the full blending, the pre-blend, and the hour before. This is what Gloria and I will be engaging in this weekend, and the whole thing on your program last night deteriorated into Larry protesting the skin-tight pant that all novitiates and initiates must wear, and that we all proudly wear, the thong, the slip-ons, and the vest.
Well, you're talking about the thong, the slip-ons, isn't that what you wear?
That is a priesterly's... That is my option, to come down the spiral staircase at the moment of the pre-blend. That is the moment before I offer my engagement to Gloria Grover, who is an overlord. So I have to do this in the full festive regalia. So I will wear the skin-tight pants, peel them off, revealing the thong, slip-ons, and a vest.
Okay, so what happened that...
The reason why I'm back on your program you're going to have to fill this back. Hold on for a minute, Phil. This is not my fault, by the way. This is the fault of... put the water in it. When I tell you to put water in it, put it in.
Dr. Elcott, I don't want to get lost in guys doing your underwear.
What's that? Hold on for a minute. All right, turn it off. All right, hold on, Phil. See that? I want you to hand scrub them. Hands, because the last time you didn't get the streaks out.
This is what I mean, Dr. Elcott. The last time you're on the program, you had initiates.
Phil, you are calling and taking exception to the normal process of being a priesterly. Having underwear hand scrubbed. And then I need it blow dry. Get the blow dryer out of Overlord Shuggy's quarters. Go up to the Overlord Lounge, get the blow dryer, or ask Overlord Oil Can Wilson. Yes. I want my underwear hand scrubbed and blown dry with a blow dryer. Do you understand?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
This is what I mean. We get sidetracked.
Phil, this is my right as a person who buys time on your program, and I'm... Boy, it's too bad I even have to remind you.
Dr. Elcott, we want to listen to your issues. We want to hear what it is that you want to put before us. But when you get sidetracked with having your underwear...
You got your underwear getting blown dried. It's getting hand scrubbed.
That's right. And you people turn this into a comedy bit. Hi, I have underwear. It's streaked and filthy because maybe I didn't wipe, okay? And I have to get into that? No, I don't find that funny at all. Is Dickman laughing?
Bud, I'm sorry. No, I'm not laughing. I was talking.
Yeah, see, he's like right there. I knew he'd be laughing.
Dr. Elcott, you're in the bathtub. Okay, you're in the bathtub. What can be done to make this right?
I want to reassert my affection for Overlord Shuggy, that is Gloria Grover. I'd like to thank Overlord Oil Can Wilson for the use of the blow dryer because the underwear... Hold on for a minute.
Every time you say hold on, it slows us down.
Phil, excuse me. This is my religion we're talking about.
Dr. Elcott, you are uncommonly hostile.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be hostile. Hold on for just one moment, please. Is that all right?
Go ahead.
Yes.
This is my underwear, all right? Now, maybe I didn't wipe properly. I don't know. See all of this? I want it hand-scrubbed. I want it bleached, hand-scrubbed. It should take you an hour, no less than an hour, to scrub out this underwear. Then, take it upstairs, get the blow dryer, hand-blow dry it, all right? Bring it in on a hanger. I want them all brought in on hangers, and I want them paraded by the tub as I sit here and look at them. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Go do it. Make it happen. And so what happened last night...
What I heard happen in the show yesterday was that Larry did take exception to having to wear the skin-tight pant. I don't even heard him... I don't think he took exception to that.
He didn't take exception, but he didn't like the idea of the threats of being told he has to join Elcott.
I've never said... What threats?
Well, he said he didn't want to join Elcott because he doesn't want to get leveled, and he didn't sound too keen on wearing the skin-tight pants.
The skin-tight... This kills me. The skin-tight pants. This is a tradition in Elcott the Next Step that goes back years. When Elcott the Next Step was first formed, and it was formed, yes, at a fraternity house, and the original overlords were frat brothers of mine. But as things got more serious...
Ah, so right there. The ridiculous founding of Elcott the Next Step with frat brothers as overlords...
Wait, hold on. Don't do it, Ms. Gray. Don't piss off the overlords, because guess who gets leveled?
You.
That's right. Now, in my travels, I find... Yeah.
You just got leveled.
Well, no shit, Sherlock.
No, what did you say?
I said no shit, Sherlock. I'm sorry. Yes, that's right. I'll get leveled, and I'll continue to be leveled.
You know, Dr. Elcott, you have been promised overlord status. This is the, whatever it is, fifth year you haven't gotten it. By now...
This is actually, we're going on 10 years, if you really want to, you want to get down to it. 2014, actually, in 2013, they promised me overlord status. You feature that, huh? What do you think of that?
That sounds to me like you're getting hosed. Hosed righteously and sweetly.
You got that right. But you know what? I will never... Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Okay, look, Dr. Elcott, we're going to let you go.
Oh, sure. Just as I'm trying to make my point...
You made your point that Larry wasn't wearing the skin-tight pants and that somehow he's not... What is this thing about presenting as the pant?
This is my...
You're getting, yes, engaged to Gloria Grover.
I'm getting engaged to Overlord Shuggy. The pant is how every engagement, pre-engagement, and pre-blend is celebrated. When you wear the single pant and then you double up, you have two pant legs. Then you are entitled to the skin-tight pants. Larry, because he's the son of an overlord, is fully pantsed. I'll tell you what, if you monkeys are laughing...
Why wouldn't I laugh? Why wouldn't I, as we often say, why wouldn't I laugh?
Because it's my religion, Phil, do you understand? This is my religion. This is what I've given my life to. And when I tell you that Larry Grover, the son of an overlord, has an opportunity for the first time in his life, an opportunity to enter into the pant.
To enter into the pant, but maybe even get a hand or two down the pant.
Aren't you a funny man?
Boy, you sound real creepy, Dr. Elcott, when you do that.
Really? This? Well, go ahead. Hang up on me, Phil.
I'm not hanging up on you. I'm not going to hang up on you at all. I'm trying to make a point to you, which is this is the second day in the bathtub.
I'm in the tub because I can't get underwear scrubbed out. Two nights running, I got to deal with Larry Grover, who had the opportunity to enter into the pantalon and the pantopoly. He'd have on skin-tight pants.
And he'd enter into the pant.
Yes, he'd enter into the pant. And what did you do? You turned that into a filthy joke. He entered into the pant. Maybe get his hand down the pant. That's what I heard. Did you not say that?
Yes, I said that.
Yeah, he said it. I heard him say it.
He did, yes.
Okay, it's unanimous. General Shaw took a religious rite of the Elcott the Next Step movement when one enters into the pant, and if he's lucky, he has two pants. He has both legs of the pant. God, you don't know how much I want to use the F word.
Well, go ahead.
No, I will not. Come here.
Let me guess. You got to deal with underwear?
Hold on, Phil, please. Let me see the underwear. Okay, I've got six other pairs, so there's got to be 10 pairs for you guys to hand scrub tonight, blow dry, all the bacon strips gone, and if I... Yeah, and not only that, see, these are my socks. Smell those. Smell the sock.
Dr. Elcott. Dr. Elcott!
Hold on. Smell the sock. What's it smell like?
Shit.
Okay. Those socks were supposed to have been cleaned last week. I've been wearing the same pair of socks for a week. It smells like I put my foot in shit. You said it right. Okay, so hand wash them. Hand wash them. Then I want them powdered.
You want your socks powdered?
I don't think I'm talking to anybody over here. Powder them.
Well, you're talking to us. Yes, you are.
Okay. Just bug off. Take off. Take a hike. Take the socks. Take the underwear. Hand scrub them. What you...
Dr. Ed Elcott, you have not acquitted yourself very well.
I, Phil, I'm standing up for Elcott the Next Step. The pant, my socks stink.
You got a big, this is a tough night for you.
Dr. Elcott, all the best. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Dr. Ed Elcott. And that two nights in a row, he should really...
You got to be kissing the ground you walk on, Mr. Ernie, let him be on two nights in a row.
You got that right. You know, I try to give a guy an even break. He said he didn't have enough time to explain himself last night. He had Larry Grover going on about wearing skin-tight pants. Tonight it's the pant. What the hell is that?
The pant is simply the name they give to wearing the skin-tight pants.
Yeah, so you enter into the pre-blend, and you have on the pants.
Yeah, you wear the skin-tight pants. Once you enter into the pre-blend, in the skin-tight pants, the ceremony begins. You are now in the pant. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at you guys. What are you know?
Oh, I see. We're nuts. You're the host of the show, but we're nuts. You enter into the pant.
Yes, you enter into the pant, and then you leave the pant once the party is over. So you're never down in someone's pants for 2 days.
I got you. So you're just figuratively...
Phil, if you keep laughing at me, so help me God, I'm going to call my husband.
Hey, Margaret.
All right, I'm sorry.
So you're in the pant.
You're in the pant for as long as they're having the party, then you get out of the pants.
Yeah, because you've gotten both dual pants.
How is it you guys understand this and I don't?
Because we've been spending time talking to Dr. Elcott off air. You're off spanking it half the time.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm off spanking it half the time. Is that right?
Phil, you're hardly ever here.
Don't get all serious.
I'm not serious. I just talked to a guy who said a religious rite was crawling into someone's pants.
He did not say that. Now, don't blaspheme Elcott.
Oh, I wouldn't want to do that. All right, we will talk to you guys later. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have some interesting things coming up. Starting soon we're going to be sending out a newsletter to all of our subscribers. It's going to kind of help you guys navigate the website and tell you about interesting things that are coming up. We also have a redesign that we're going to be dropping on our homepage. I think you're going to like that. And some other fun stuff as the summer approaches. So stick around for that. And until tomorrow, I wish I had a really cool sign-off.
How about this? Keep reaching for the stars.
That was Casey Kasem.
World-famous Phil Henry. You don't want to see Keep Reaching for the Stars.
No, that's okay.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.